My father was a journalist who was killed in Indonesia's Aceh province in 2003, at the peak of the armed conflict there. More than two decades on, I may now finally have some answers as to how he died. I am Ridwan Siregar.
My father, Ersa Siregar, died at the end of December 2003, when I was just 19 and still studying at university.
Ya, pemirsa, saat ini terjadi saling baku tembak.
He and his cameraman were kidnapped by the Free Aceh Movement, known locally as GAM, at the end of June that year.
Oh, Ersa.
Yeah. 6 months later, on December 29, my father was shot during an ambush. Multiple accounts, including from military sources, say the shots that killed my father were fired by government forces, not GAM.
Tahu-tahu darah, radius 10 meter dari sini, dari tempat saya tempat nginep sampai 10 meter lah kejar. Tahu-tahu. Dia berulang doang. Saya nggak tahu persis ada. Pokoknya ada suara tahu-tahu nembakin di tempat kami. Bung-bung-bung-bung-bung gitu semuanya. Suaranya nyaring banget udah saya.
Jadi waktu itu sempat lihat nggak sih om penembaknya itu siapa?
Masih-masih kita menyelamatkan diri. Kita nggak lihat Bang Ersa seperti apa. Saya nggak tahu. Begitu saya mau lompat gitu. Tembakanlah dari pas kaki saya persis. Kalau saya nggak lompat udah kena mungkin.
Uncle Ferry was recaptured by GAM hours after fleeing. It was only 2 days later that he found out what happened to my father.
Dia sempat minta maaf dulu sama saya. Sempat minta maaf, Bang. Maaf ya, kenapa saya bilang gitu. Ini Bang Ersa sudah tembak. Tembak sama siapa? Nah, dia bilang bahasanya dia sama TNI gitu loh. Dan saya di situ langsung... Bahasa saya udah lepas aja, udah nggak bisa ngapa-ngapain aja, udah seperti apa namanya, kita nggak punya teman-teman ngobrol lah, teman apalah.